Barry, it's not the silver bullet that eliminates speeding entirely, but speed cameras are having the positive effect officials in Isa Township hoped they would. According to a recent report that was presented to Isa Council, automated speed enforcement, ASE, cameras have played a significant role in reducing speeding in the areas where they've been deployed during the first 12 months of the program. The intent behind ASE is to help improve road user safety by increasing speed compliance, alter driver behavior, and increase public awareness about the critical need to slow down in designated school zones and community safety zones, Lisa Lair, Township Clerk and Manager of Legislative Services, wrote in her evaluation report. ASE is proven to effectively enforce speed limits, increase driver awareness, and decrease injuries and fatalities that result from motor vehicle collisions, she added. According to the report, driver behavior has changed for the better since speed cameras were introduced. The percentage of drivers exceeding the posted speed limit decreased significantly in all zones after ASE devices were deployed. Data reveals an average 29% reduction in average speed across targeted locations. Speed compliance among motorists increased by 38% after the installation of ASE cameras across targeted locations. Preliminary collision data shows a reduction to 0% speed-related collisions at ASE-monitored sites. No fatal or severe injury collisions have been reported across ASE-targeted locations. Based on the data collected, the cameras have been successful in achieving significant reductions in speeding within the first 12 months of deployment, when compared to the speed data prior to deployment. Lair wrote. Over the course of 2024, Isa Township installed 6 speed cameras. Each one was deployed in a specific area for 3 months before being moved to a new location. The cameras were located at 5th line between 30th Side Road and County Road 90, northbound. 5th line between 30th Side Road and County Road 90, southbound. 25th Side Road between 9th line and 10th line, westbound. Center Street between Stringer Avenue and the 5th line, eastbound. County Road 21, Murphy Road, between a point 200 meters east of Denny Drive to a point 800 meters west of Denny Drive, in Baxter, eastbound. County Road 21, Robert Street, between County Road 27 and the 11th line, in Thornton, eastbound. According to the speed data that was collected between Jan.1 and December 31, 2024, the average speed before the introduction of camera was above the posted speed limit at every location. After ASE was introduced, the average speed in all locations fell to below the posted speed limit, states the report. The percentage of vehicles traveling above the posted speed limit also dropped with the introduction of ASE cameras. The most dramatic change in driver behavior was experienced on Center Street from Stringer Avenue to the 5th line, eastbound, where the posted speed limit is 50 km per hour. According to the report, before the introduction of ASE cameras, the average speed on this section of roadway was 89.6 km per hour, with 99.8% of all vehicles exceeding the speed limit. With ASE, the average speed dropped to 47.3 km per hour, with 26% of all vehicles exceeding the posted limit. The data confirms that automated speed enforcement has had a significantly positive impact on municipal road safety by reducing speeding incidents and related preliminary collisions at ASE-monitored sites, Lair wrote. Furthermore, ASE has proven to be a cost-effective alternative to traditional enforcement, freeing up OPP resources for other critical tasks, while revenues generated through ASE fines will be reinvested into road safety programs and infrastructure projects, she added. These findings support continued use and potential expansion of ASE to other high-risk areas within the municipality. Lair wrote that staff will continue to monitor ASE program performance and report annually to council on key metrics, including speed compliance, and the opportunity to launch a community awareness campaign. Financial results of the ASE program were not included in the report.